Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. Somebody who slept, but they slept in tight-fitting clothing or even tight-fitting pajamas, but not loose pajamas, not shorts. Maybe there's a difference between the pajamas that people wear in the summer and the winter. The summer is shorter and looser. In the winter, there are more significant sweatpants and long shirt that are tighter. And the question is, if somebody falls asleep in their clothing or wears tight-fitted pajamas, do they have to wash netilas yadayim in the morning or not? Why yes, why no? So in fact, this could be a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashbach, which we have been talking about. According to the Rosh, that the reason why we wash netilas yadayim in the morning is because overnight when we slept, the hands may have touched covered parts of their bodies, the hands are dirty, and accordingly, to daven, we need to wash netilas yadayim. If somebody slept in tight-fitting clothing, slept with a belt on, and or tight-fitting pajamas, it could be that according to the Rosh, we don't have the concern that he would have touched uncovered parts of the body, and accordingly, no netilas yadayim would be required. On the other hand, according to the reason of the Rashba, the reason that we wash netilas yadayim when we wake up is that we are a bria chadash, we are a new creation. We slept, we're awake, we have our neshama back, accordingly we wash netilas yadayim, we say the bracha. Based on that, it could very well be it doesn't matter. Certainly it doesn't matter what type of clothing we slept in. You slept in clothing, you didn't sleep in clothing, tight-fitted clothing, pajamas, short pajamas, long pajamas. It doesn't matter. As long as somebody slept overnight, there would be a requirement to wash netilas yadayim and to say the bracha. Another ramification of the, another nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba would be, for example, if somebody wore gloves when they went to sleep and all night wore gloves, winter gloves or surgical gloves, whatever type of gloves it is, do you have to wash your hands in the morning? So it could very well be the same nafkamina comes out according to the Rosh, that the concern is you may have touched dirty parts of the body. You just take off those gloves, not a problem. You don't have to wash netilas yadayim. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, it's irrelevant that you had gloves on. The concept here is that you slept, you're a bria chadash, a new creation, you have your neshama back. Accordingly, you would say, you would wash, and you would say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. And it could very well be that, truth be told, that in both of these scenarios, the sleeping in tight pajamas or loose pajamas or no pajamas, that first question that we had and the second question that we had of wearing gloves, indeed, we would very likely paskin in both of these, the chumra, that you are going to be required to wash netilas yadayim and also say a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, we have these two shitas, the Rosh and the Rashba, and we are machmir for both of them. We're machmir for the Rosh. If just the Rosh applies that the hands are busy, they touch something uncovered, or if just the Rashba applies that we are bria chadasha, we are going to be machmir for both of those shitas. And it seems that we would absolutely, certainly we would absolutely be required to wash netilas yadayim and would say a bracha as well. Have a wonderful day.